Today's area softball results are brought to you by Brinks Exteriors, roofing contractors you can trust. We'll start with the postseason, Class 1A Region 4, an 8-inning game between Boyer Valley and Coon Rapids Bear. The winner moves on to face West Monona. Coon Rapids Bear picks up the 17-16 victory in that one. Boyer Valley jumped out early in the game as they would score Maggie Yannick, Harper Christensen, and Maggie Gunya in the first three. You would have a walk from Yannick and then an error for Christensen to reach, and then single from Gunya to get, and then they would score two more in the second. They would take a 5-1 lead. Heading into the third inning, Coon Rapids Baird would put up a run from Anna Hart, a run from Jamie Kraft, Aubrey Hoffbauer, and Aubrey Yeager to tie it back up at 4 apiece until they would give up another run as well. Going into that fourth inning, Hart, Kraft, Hoffbauer, and Maddie Mason would score to give the Crusaders the lead. They would tack on one more run in the fifth inning with Jamie Kraft scoring her third run of the night to give them a little bit of an insurance lead there as well. Boyer Valley started to battle back in that sixth as they would score Yannick, Christensen, Gunya, Falkenna, and Malone to give themselves back a tie. In the sixth inning, Hart, Kraft, and Hoffbauer all scored to give themselves lead. It would be tied up heading into the seventh as Boyer Valley would put up two runs, one from Yannick and one from Gunya, which would be both of their third runs of the game, which would tie things up. Heading into this last inning, in the eighth inning, Boyer Valley would put up three as they would have two outs on the board. They would put up a run from Yannick, Ingram, and Malone to give themselves the 16-13 lead. In that inning, you would have Aubrey Yeager get on. She would be hit over at second and out. Anna Hart came in to score. Jamie Kraft came in to score. Aubrey Hoffbauer came in to score. And then in the bottom of that one, Maddie Mason would come in to score on an RBI single up the middle to give the Crusaders the victory. They head to now West Monona to take on West Monona, who is ranked number 5 in the class. Aubrey Hoffbauer went 4-6 tonight with 2 RBI, 4 runs scored. She also pitched 8 innings, giving up 10 earned runs and striking out 5. Anna Hart was 4-6 with a double, a triple, 5 runs scored, and 2 stolen bags. For Glenn Ralston tonight, they knock out one of our local teams in 4 innings, 13-3. It was our Weaver falling in that one tonight. The Rockets jumped on him early, capitalizing on a couple of mistakes to give themselves the 3-0 lead. Glenn would go 8-4-1 to close that game as well. Jalen Subert, 3 runs allowed, none of them being earned, 5 strikeouts tonight on 8 hits. Bryn Renzi was one of them with 2 RBIs, 2 sacrifices, a run scored, and 3 stolen bases. For Arweva, Mara Obrick would pitch 3 innings, giving up 6 hits, 7 earned runs, and striking out 2, while also giving up 10 walks. And Gabby Helming would go 1-2 with an RBI and a run scored. South Central Calhoun fell tonight, closing off their season. It was a 17-0 ball game. Shannon Melody would go 1-2, and Brinley Riley would pitch 3 innings, giving up 17 runs and 11 hits. They'd give up 12 in the fourth after being down 5-0 and giving up none in the third. Our only regular season matchup tonight, it was ADM at Carroll, as ADM, the number one team, picked up a 26-0 win in 4 innings. The Tigers give up 5, 6, 5, and 10 in that one, as Kyra Hosenfeld would pitch 3 and 1/3 inning, giving up 17 runs, with 6 of them being earned, striking out 4. Emma Danner would give up 9 runs, 0 of them being earned, and a walk, as well as the Tigers would fall in that one. They are set to play Boone in the postseason coming up on Thursday. That was a look at your softball results, brought to you by the CB Sports Network.